Words, this is Johnson County Board of Adjustment, November 18th, 2015. We'll do introductions first. Staff.
Andy Chapel, County Attorney's Office.
Mitch Brous, Planning, Zoning, Planning, Development, Sustainability.
Josh Bussard, Planning, Development, Sustainability.
Julia Dodds, Planning, Development, and Sustainability.
Dawn Terrell, Board Member.
Randy Lackner, Board Member.
Bill Leifers, Board Member.
Dottie Monk, Board Member.
Dave Parsons, Board Member.
Thank you. Approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approval of the October 21st minutes.
I'll second.
Okay. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, applications for public hearing, variance application 26166, Mark and Alicia Dawson requesting a front yard setback. Staff?
Yep, and the Dawsons are requesting a setback of 20 feet in the front yard. They're in the ag district, so the required setback is 50 feet. The property is located south of Fairview Cemetery Road, about 2,500 feet east of Wapsie Avenue. And the reason they're requesting this variance is they'd like to add an attached garage that is 27 by 24 to the front of their home. So here's the location of their property. Here's Fairview Cemetery. These green line here is the Oasis Village boundary. And here's just a look of the property. So you can see there's a variety of agricultural structures and a pool located here. Here's the existing home, and in pink is the proposed garage. And so this property was platted as a farmstead split in 1997, prior to our current farmstead split in the ordinance. The lot's about 7 3/4 acres and has a variety of structures, including an existing home. That house was built in 1973 when the property was agriculturally exempt and sits about 46 feet from the front yard lot line. So here is a picture of what they'd like to do. The existing home is here. They recently received a building permit from our department for an addition to the home on the south side here, and are now looking to receive a building permit for this proposed garage. As you can see, it's about 24 feet from the edge of the right-of-way. And just a little hardship evaluation. This home was built legally without a building permit. That's why it sits within the setback, so it's in legal non-compliance. Rezoning this property is unlikely. This lot, like I said, was an old farmstead split lot, thus rezoning it would kind of go against our land use plan. In conclusion, the board has granted variances similar to this in the past. Staff does not really have concerns about how this use would threaten the health, safety, or welfare of the public, and recommends approval.
Thank you. Any questions? Mark and or Alicia would like to speak for the application. Are they here? You can add or subtract. If you don't have anything to say, that's fine too.
The only thing I would add is
we'd have to have you at the microphone even to say.
The only thing I would add is our other alternatives are cutting down some big oak trees that we really don't want to do. So if we do it there, we don't have to remove any of our trees.
Thank you. Any questions? Is there anybody else here to speak for or against the application? Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Maher.
Aye.
Terrell.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Lackender.
Yes.
Leifers.
Aye. Okay, the application is approved. Next application is the conditional use application 26167 Marion Hill.
Yep, and she is requesting a multiple special events permit, which will allow up to 12 special events throughout the 2016 calendar year. And I believe this is the fourth year she has requested this permit. Her property is located east of Newport Road, about 380 feet north of Oak Ridge Trail. And the request is to host weddings and wedding receptions at what she calls the gazebo on the green. Here's the location of the property. This is Newport Road. Here's Prairie du Chien and Highway 1 here on the east. Here's a view of the property a little closer in. This is the area that she's designated for parking. Here's her home, and the events are held throughout her garden areas. And this, like I stated, the applicant has applied for and received a conditional use permit for this exact request each calendar year since 2012, when the Board of Supervisors approved the ordinance amendment that created the multiple special event permit. She has reported that porta potties will be used for wastewater and bottled water will be used for drinking water, and only the bridal party will utilize the septic system and the existing well. She's going to employ about 3 to 4 part-time employees, which will help for parking and other tasks. The county engineer did not have any objections, just wanted to remind the applicant that no parking is allowed in the right-of-way. Health department and the sheriff also had no objections. And in conclusion, the applicant has received this conditional use permit in the last 3 years, and staff has not seen or had reports come to us that show that these events are negative, affecting the health, safety, or welfare of the surrounding property, and recommends approval with the following conditions, which are the same as in the past. And those are that the applicant hosts the event on the 12 days that have been requested, and that all brush and trees in the county right-of-way be removed in accordance with the county engineer's request. And here are the dates that the applicant has requested.
Okay, thank you. No questions? I'm curious about the right-of-way. Is that just because they found debris in the right-of-way that needs to be cleaned out? Is that?
I think it's just that she's kind of on the inside of a turn. So I think that he just wanted to be sure that it's clear, so you can see when she has the events, people coming in and out.
Okay.
Does she have to come before us to request a date change?
Yep, she would.
Any other questions? Is Mary Ellen Hill here to speak for the application, or do you have?
I would go. Okay. I would just like a clarification. Last year, we had talked about, and what he was, I think, just talking about changing dates. And I thought it was the understanding that now Josh, last year it was RJ, could make that decision himself without coming back to the board. Now, this year I'm told that if we have to trade a date, then it has to come back to the board and be approved. But I was under the impression that last year we had that such that RJ, and therefore Josh, would be able to make that decision on his own without having to come back to the board. I'd just like a clarification on that.
Do you have an opinion on that, Andy, or anything that might enlighten us?
Well, in order to enlighten you, I'd need to know what they decided last year, and I haven't looked at last year's application. I recall that we've had discussion about that sort of thing in the past, but I can't tell you whether the board ever approved that condition or granted that authority to staff. Typically, with these, we have the exact dates, and the discussion has been that if a change needs to be made, then that needs to go back through. Going back through ensures public notice, because it then ends up back on the agenda, it ends up being published. And I don't personally, the years all kind of blend together for me. I don't personally recall. Josh, you recall last year?
I don't recall last year, to be honest with you, but I did look at the ordinance and it was pretty plain and clear that, you know, if you wanted to make a change and amend your conditional use permit, you needed to file another application.
Well, that's because we had discussed that here last year when I asked about it. And it has actually been done. Last year I had to change a date, and I called RJ, and he said, yes. He said, that's right. They gave me the okay to go ahead and change the date without going through the board. And so we changed it. And
Did you have to pay, well, you didn't apply then for that change, is that correct? Okay.
My concern would be that the neighbors be given adequate notice.
Well, that's another question I have. Are they notified of each date, or are they given a blank slate? They get all the dates at one time. Are they sent a letter? Do they know the dates that I have chosen?
Our understanding from last year that the only way a person could find out when those dates were would be to come to the department and ask for it. So it's not published, and notice is not sent to neighbors and that sort of thing.
So it's not, a letter's not sent to them saying this particular date? I think that's kind of why that at one time it should be all right for RJ to just make that decision himself, because if they didn't have a list of the dates, how would they know?
That would be the management, it's easy to read on law.
I guess.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, I think we did go ahead and let them just call your office to, if I remember right, to. But my only concern is if somebody wants to change in August to a date in September, there's not enough time for them to come before us. So then it's.
That's true.
That's limiting them for their date. I mean, you know, with their dates already set up, what if something happens, like somebody's in the service and they don't make it back on the 20th, and so then they want to postpone it a month, then she could be late in getting it set up. So that, I think that was some of the concern.
You have to work a month ahead.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well, you almost have to work 2 months ahead.
2 months.
Let's add that to our discussion when we hear the whole case, and then we can go.
It's just that it's just easy for me, because I know the one time it was a matter of a service person, and they got called to service before their wedding, and so we had to move the wedding back before they went to Afghanistan, and so that's how it came up in the first place, because there are some times when the dates, through nobody's fault, a date has to be changed in order for them to do what they want to do. And I just, because of this change in the personnel, I just thought it was probably a good idea to get a clarification on that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
All right, thank you.
Is there anybody else here who would like to speak for or against the application? Tell us your name and address.
My name is Frank Scammon, and I live at 4336 Oak Ridge Trail, as mentioned in paragraph 2 of the agenda for today. I have been a neighbor of Mary Ellen Hill for 37 years now, and watched her construct the gazebo on the green and helped out with her gardening on the gazebo. We have presented before this board prior in favor of Mary Ellen Hill and her activities and the gazebo on the green. So, being a neighbor, I have not been inconvenienced or bothered. As a matter of fact, I have been pleasured by the activities going on in the gazebo, particularly when her husband John was still alive and the Iowa Brass Quintet would perform at some of the weddings over there. And the sound would drift across, and it was beautiful and gorgeous. So I'm very much in favor of Mary Ellen and her gazebo. I wish we could have more than 12 events in the year, but understand that previous rulings of the board have not made that possible. In terms of changing on the dates, never been informed of when there would be an event at the gazebo. Quite frankly, I couldn't care less when her events are. And so I'm weighing the risk and benefit of having to go through lots of hoops in terms of changing dates. I see no risk whatsoever, particularly in the neighborhood, since we didn't know anyway. So it's a non-issue for me as a neighbor to have the date changed. And the benefit, of course, results to Mary Ellen and gives her some flexibility. So I would submit that the board should allow an easy and simple and quick way for her to change the dates other than the ones that we saw up on the blue screen.
Thank you. Questions? Is there anybody else here to speak for or against the application?
I have a question for Josh.
Oh, you have a question? Okay.
How does that regulation read?
So I'm looking at, if you just want to go to the page, Andy, page 93 if you're already there. But it's modification at the, so modification, suspension, and revocation of permits. Conditional use permit may be modified, suspended, or revoked under the following circumstances. Then it goes in modification at the request of the property owner. The owner of property which is subject to a conditional use permit may apply for a modification to said permit in the same manner as prescribed for an original application, which they need to file an application.
Where does it say they have to specify dates?
No,
that to begin with.
Or am I?
Because that's not really talking about.
The language in referencing the multiple special events requires the application to indicate the 12 events. So that you have it here, but I don't see anything in the ordinance that would prohibit the board from allowing, if you thought it was appropriate or acceptable, to allow a staff level exchange of those dates.
Okay.
It allows, there are frankly reasons to allow it and probably reasons not to allow it, but I'm not sure you would do it every time. The ordinance just requires that we have the dates here, presumably so that there's the public notice of when those are. So you lose a little bit of that if you allow that, but you could also require that that if a change is made, anyone who's requested notification get notification. At this point, I don't think with this particular application, planning and zoning, which is what I'm going to call you until I die, planning and zoning has asked for those notifications anyway. But,
thank you. Anybody else here to speak for or against the application?
And one thing, since we have two applicants here tonight, who we will likely see again next year, one thing we might think about doing is having you put some alternate dates in your application, and then we would have the dates that are set, and then we would have alternates, then the board would be able to say, if one of those dates doesn't work, you can pick it for one of the alternate dates. And then we satisfy the public notice requirement and also add that flexibility. That might be something to do next year.
Would a viable option also be to allow up to two changes per calendar year
without
specifying a date?
Yeah, there's any number of options. You get too detailed and we'll have to look at whether we should just change the ordinance, which is your alleyway, obviously.
Okay. Let's just go with what we got here now.
Let's have a motion and we'll discuss. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the application with the 12 dates that she's requested, and that she has to go along with county engineer's request of moving all brush and trees in the county right away.
Second. Okay, discussion. Roll call.
Terrell.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Blackender.
Yep.
Maher.
Aye.
Leifers.
Aye. Okay. It's approved and not subject to the dates. Let me say it again. It's approved subject to the ability to change dates through staff. That sound good?
Was that part of the motion?
Right. That wasn't what the motion was. No. The motion I heard was to just approve it as is.
Oh, as is. In other words, you're saying no. Okay.
Well.
Okay. Discussion.
Maybe we should have discussed it.
All right. Well, there was no discussion, or nobody. Okay. Then I guess I misunderstood your intention. So discussion. I disagree that we should
already
require
it.
For the reasons that you brought up, I think we should allow date changes through staff.
And the reason I second it is because I felt we were going with the same as we had in the past, which was to let staff make changes. That's why I second it.
Okay. Do you want to change your motion?
Which, if that's...
Well, here's the deal.
Can we leave
that? You already voted. Didn't they vote?
No.
Yeah. You voted in roll call.
Yeah. You did a roll call
vote. Oh, yeah, because I don't
think
we can.
We don't technically follow the Robert's Rules of Order, but what I would say is if... you want to have a change, then Dawn should make a motion to reconsider.
Okay, you want to do that, Dawn?
You can vote on that, and then you can have a new motion.
Okay, so I want to say that we want to recondition. Consider this motion.
Let me just help you out. How about a motion to reconsider the vote, and if there's a second to that, by the same person who had the second before, named Randy. Would you second that?
Yes.
So Dawn, that's your motion, Randy, that's your second?
Okay.
You can have a roll call vote on that. This is a motion to reconsider the vote.
All right.
Roll call vote?
Parsons.
Can we have more discussion before we vote?
On whether to reconsider the vote?
Oh, sorry. Aye.
Mackinder.
Yes.
Maher. Carroll.
Aye.
Leifers.
Aye. Okay, now.
Now you figure out what motions you want to make.
Where's the motion?
So now I want to make the same motion, only.
Giving the right.
Giving the right, yes, the change of date to the staff.
Okay, there's a second?
Second.
Okay, there's a discussion?
Well, this is where I got confused, where it's ignoring Andy's suggestion to have alternate dates. It's too late for that now. So the only thing that's in front of us is whether, pretty much we're allowing unrestricted changes for this year. That's where we're headed.
Staff will have to leave staff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Without coming before us, that's what I consider unrestricted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, just making sure we're all clear about that.
Yep. Any other discussion?
The staff wouldn't have to make the change if they don't want to, is that correct?
It's their prerogative.
But what's the guideline then?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be every weekend, hey, can I do it? No, I changed my mind. No, I can't. No, you know, it's.
Well, you know.
Well, how many times has this happened, though? Mary Ellen said it happened once, right?
It
could happen easily again. It could happen, you know, with the next application. Anytime you have something with multiple possible times, you can run into this.
Eventually, the dates will lose all meaning, and they'll request January 1 through 12, mm-hmm. and then just call every time to get their correct date. I'm not worried about that, and I actually support the motion as it is. But for people that are worried about it, that's what could ultimately happen.
Well, we've had 96 events. If we've done this for 4 years, we've had 12 times however many for both.
But if we're going to change.
And we've had one change out of 96, so it's not going to happen very often.
But the issue keeps coming up, and maybe Andy's suggestion that the ordinance be reconsidered would be a wise thing to do.
Well, let's do that. See how this year plays out, and next year we can change.
Okay, roll call. Let's do a roll call then. Enough discussion.
Maher.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Lackinder.
Yes.
Carroll.
Aye.
Leifers.
Aye. Okay. Application is approved.
So I just want to clarify: is it unlimited?
We can tell her.
You will pick up the phone and say yes.
If they have a change, they're going to call you and say, we're changing this date to this date. And it's just a different
way. And you're going to say, go in peace.
Yeah. All right. And then, Josh, I guess to me, if it gets out of control, that's what we need to discuss the next time.
If it happens at all, we need to bring it back to us, and then we'll decide what to do.
It's a matter of trust and experience with these people that they've done pretty much everything that the county's requested. So they Now, I say that can't happen down the road, and that's when we need to address it, but right now,
it would never be a frivolous request.
No. But
okay, we're good. The application is approved. That just limits or has less discussion for the next application, probably. So, next application is conditional use permit number 26168, Richard Schwab.
Yep, and similar quest, he's asking for a multiple special events permit that will allow up to 12 special events next calendar year. And this property is located south of 245th Street, about 3,800 feet west of Sugar Bottom Road. And the applicant would like to host weddings and wedding receptions between the dates of May 1st and October 31st, 2016. Here's the location of the property. This is Sugar Bottom Road. Mahaffey Bridge Road is up here to the northwest, and Newport Road is down here to the southeast. And here's just a look at the site where the events are held. This barn is the location of the events, and the applicant has proposed to use these two areas of lawn for parking. This, similar to our last one, this applicant has received a conditional use permit for this request each year since 2012, since he's been a bit available to do. They request that each event has a setup and small rehearsal the day before and cleanup on the day after. And the applicant has reported that events can hold up to a maximum of 250 people and that they'll end by 11:45 p.m. Per the site plan provided, there are about 155 parking spots available with the potential for more located east of the barn if it's necessary. The county engineer had no objections, but wanted to remind the applicant that no parking would be allowed in the right-of-way. The health department and the sheriff both had no objections. In conclusion, this permit has been granted for the last 3 years. The applicant has worked with the state fire marshal and installed a sprinkler system in the barn. And staff recommends that this application be approved with the same conditions as in the past. And those are that the applicant hosts the events on the 12 days, I guess with the ability to adjust through staff. The maximum number of guests at any event are 250, and that outdoor music ceases by 9 p.m.
Thank you. Question? Dick Schwab, do you want to speak to the application?
Dick Schwab, the applicant. I think just one point of clarification. Typically 9 or 10 weddings and 2 or 3 charity events. Doesn't matter, but the charity events are even a smaller, lower impact. Any questions, I'd be happy to field them.
Thank you. Anybody here to speak for or against the application? Is there a motion? I'll make a motion to approve under the stipulations on the back. You want me to read them? I can, but on the 12 dates and also the maximum number of guests and the outdoor music ceased by 9 o'clock.
Randy, before we get a second, Mitch actually changed the recommendation. So if you want to just go with the recommendations as described by staff, that might be cool.
All right, let's do that. We'll go by the recommendations of the staff.
And subject to the same, giving authority staff to
make. That's what was in the recommendation by staff.
That's the altered version.
Okay. Anybody want to second that?
Second.
Anybody want to discuss it? Roll call.
Lackender?
Yes.
Parsons?
Aye.
Terrell?
Aye.
Maurer?
Aye.
Leifers?
Aye. Okay, the application is approved. Anything else? Mileage or adjourn? Who wants to adjourn? The motion to adjourn. Second? Those in favor?
Aye.
Marilyn goes before me, she does all the heavy lifting.
The actual ordinance simply says, 12 days after you presented.
And it doesn't say anything.